Up to 50,000 hotel and casino workers in Las Vegas could go on strike next week. The powerful Culinary Workers Union voted yesterday to authorize the walkout when contracts expire at the end of May. Bartenders, housekeepers, bellmen, and line cooks rallied yesterday before the vote. The union is demanding better pay, but it's also asking for protections against the use of robots and artificial intelligence to automate service jobs. This would be the first major strike in more than 30 years, and it could slow down Las Vegas's multi-billion dollar tourism industry. Bethany Kahn is spokeswoman for the Culinary Workers Union in Las Vegas. Bethany, welcome.
Thanks.
So first of all, 25,000 union workers in Las Vegas voted yesterday. 99% of them approved the authorization to strike. Why is there so much support amongst union members there?
Workers are planning to go on strike after June 1st to protect their livelihoods, to protect their good union jobs that have fair wages, health benefits, and job security. And so negotiating a new 5-year contract is really important for our economy and for the community.
Now, let's talk about one of the specific demands the union is calling for, and that's protection against automation at hotels and casinos in Las Vegas. I mean, what kind of things have you been seeing at resorts that are bringing robots or artificial intelligence into the work that union members are doing?
There's robot concierge front desk robots. There are, you know, automation has impacted kitchens over the years. We know that technology is coming, and we believe that the casino company should ensure technology is harnessed to improve the quality in the workplace and enhance the customer and guest experience, and not as a way to completely eliminate jobs.
Let me ask you a little bit more about that because, I mean, as you said, you're right. Technology is coming into every workplace here. So I'm wondering, is the union demanding more protections from technology, or is this an opportunity in the contract negotiations to ask employers to maybe provide more training for union members to assist them to transition as the workplace changes?
Yeah, this is a way to grow with technology. We think technology can be supportive in the workplace. It could be safety buttons for guest room attendants and workers who are at work alone. It could be motorized carts so that workers don't have to push heavy carts by themselves. So technology is coming and it can be assistive and supportive. And so with this contract language, we would have a voice. Workers would have a voice in how technology is implemented. There would be job training if technology changes our jobs. Maybe we're doing different things. Ultimately, if, you know, jobs aren't able to be saved and there's layoffs, then there's a severance package and then there's an order of which layoffs occur.
Worker safety is also a significant issue that the union is talking about. I mean, you're looking for more protections against sexual harassment specifically. How big of an issue is that in Las Vegas for hotel workers?
I think that sexual harassment's a big issue for women around the world for centuries. And so, you know, after the Me Too movement, we've been really grappling with how to make the workplace safer. And what are some of the things that we can do with the company because it's under a union contract? So some of that is the safety buttons for workers who, you know, work alone, work at night, and then making sure that there is a zero tolerance policy for guests and high rollers who are abusive. And employees always do their best to provide quality service, and we think they shouldn't have to endure harassment or worse from guests who think that they can abuse the workers just because they're on vacation.
Now, MGM Grand told us today that the vote yesterday, that they expected it as part of the negotiation process, essentially that the union is looking for leverage as negotiations go forward. Is that what this is about?
It's very rare for us to have a citywide strike vote. We've only held it once before in 2002. And the reason why there was no strike in 2002 is because the company settled the next day. But taking a strike, voting to go on strike with your family and your babies in tow with you, that's a really serious step. And a strike is a last resort. It means a huge amount of sacrifice. It means, you know, that you're putting everything on the line. And it's a huge amount of sacrifice. So we workers don't take this lightly. The union doesn't take it lightly. Many of us have been on strike before, and it's brutal. It's really hard.
Well, can I just jump in here? Because to that point,
yeah.
I mean, The last culinary union strike was in 1984. It went for 67 mm-hmm. days. It cost millions of dollars, right? I mean, to the hotels, the casinos, and to workers in the form of lost wages. So, I mean, if this strike does go ahead and it goes on for a long period of time, I mean, how is the union preparing to deal with the fact of those lost wages?
So we have 9 more days to figure out a contract, and we're hopeful the companies will settle so that we don't have to call for a strike. The culinary union hasn't called for a strike yet. We're just saying that now we've been authorized to call for a strike after June 1st when the contracts expire for 50,000 workers. And so that will impact the economy if there is a strike.
Well, Bethany Kahn is spokeswoman for the Culinary Workers Union, whose hotel and casino workers have voted to authorize a strike in Las Vegas as soon as next week. Bethany, thank you so very much.
Thank you.